Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment. You can listen to The Mike O'Mara Show at MikeO'MaraShow.com.
Let's get started.
The best of O'Mara.
So we have a very select segment of our listenership that is active online in a fan club. So many of you, in fact, most of you will not know that yesterday, after reading a number of comments on the Yaks, I did something I'd been thinking about doing anyway, and I decided it would be fun to post on the fan club that the Yak Shack is canceled. Disgust.
I loved it. I thought it was disgust. A great, great and post.
I do it because I kind of wanted to do it anyway, but I really want to see what people have to say. And it was interesting. It was a mixed bag of people that were doing that. But the Yaks, you know, I think we all knew it was starting to run its course. About, I want to say a month and a half ago, I got a few comments that they were tedious. We get to, it seemed like every other Yak was, and I just, it was, yesterday was the,
what
the
happened
last
yesterday?
Straw with that. Just that they were, they
terrible.
It had run its course. They
not
been,
terrible,
you know. They
but I will say
because,
this:
you know, people call him with kids, and it's adorable. People call with a joke; it's funny. The joke. It's just I don't want to steer it.
It's
and,
kind of like Mike. I can draw a parallel. Do you remember when they debuted Who Wants to Be a Millionaire? And it was sensational at the beginning. It was the, everything.
You're comparing
that everyone,
the Yak Shack to Who Wants to Be a Millionaire?
Yeah, because they let it go a little too long. The sparkle rubbed off. And so, you know what? We can put it away. We can table it. We can bring it back for special occasions. But, Mike, what happens if you stop swimming forward? You die. So let's proceed.
He blew it up.
Yeah.
Yeah, I blew it
it's
up yesterday.
It's not a wee. It was
did
his
you know
choice.
That? Did you not know that until this moment? Because I know you don't.
No,
you
I commented on your post last night.
Okay, what
I said
what
that was fast.
Yeah, that's Oscar's way of saying I don't care. He's cool with it.
I do care.
That's good.
We went out of our way to set up the infrastructure for that segment.
Well, I'm not canceling phones. I'm not eliminating phones.
That's how we got to the Yak Shack.
Well, no, it's what do you mean nobody calls? People call.
I'm saying
the Yak Shack?
They don't call the show live, so we went to a pre-recorded
situation. Well, no, they don't call the show live because the show has a long tail.
Yes.
What I'm saying is, though, if we were to, the structure is there to use the phones at a later date. How
right.
we determine it, it doesn't matter.
Got it.
With the
got it.
With the live calls, it's because of the long tail. People do not listen live as much as they listen throughout the week.
Let me ask
so,
you this.
So that didn't work because that was logistics, but that's cool too.
What about I'm the poor that. Souls that aren't caught up on the show and they've called? Let's say they've called like 2 days
they're
or three
boned.
Days ago.
Yeah, they are.
They are
those
summarily
are lost yaks.
Boned.
Mm.
I took a lot of time.
Lost yaks.
There wasn't enough time in the day to really edit in post and weed out the yaks. And yesterday and last week was really, I think we had yaks last week.
Mm-hmm.
And I said the same thing last week. It's just like, you know, you try to respond to something, but when it's just babbling, rambling, it's hard to do. But there were also lots of really nice, wonderful, interesting calls on the Yak Shack. It just had run its course. And it is, in order to get everybody on, I did have to take most of a show to put them on. And so, you know, that kind of hamstrings us a little bit. So that's what it was. And there were funny comments that were made during the, you know, and it's fine. I'm fine with that. There are three things I react to. I react to constructive criticism in a way where I kind of take it and I go, oh, that's an interesting point. Or I react to trolls that I either say, you know, F you or, you know, why are you doing that? In the case of Ranique, who I communicated with last night, I react differently to all sorts of different circumstances. This was a confirmation for me. I just, you know what? Let me do it right now while there's a comment that I can respond to, and let me pop it out there and say, because these type of things, when you pull it off, sometimes people get a little frustrated, a la what Oscar said, when they're calling in, and they're saying, hey, I called you. Don't want that to happen, so I wanted to go, quick cut.
Yeah.
Easy.
Quick circumcision.
Got to break him up, Mike.
The foreskin of the Yak Shack is on the floor.
Oh.
That's
I'm not
it.
Sure
that's
I
it.
Like that analogy.
Not
but
working
okay.
out.
Whatever.
See you later.
But also, I mean, I'm sitting here. You guys know it was hard. It was hard us to sit there and really come up with anything.
I feel like if this is Monday morning quarterbacking, so please excuse asking you or telling you what we could or could not do.
Mm.
I feel like if we maybe gave you a little more support or restructured it in a way where it was actually filtered out and cleaned up, and so we'd have a faster pace than us waiting for someone to either be funny or for this to blow up.
Right.
Then that could actually add value.
Well, that's
to the
on the table. I mean, that we can maybe have a limited number of calls. Yeah. You know, we have
so
the
this
call
could
the
just
we
be
the
a hiatus. It could just be a hiatus.
No, you're wrong about that. It is not a hiatus. Thank you. Thank you, Mr.
Just a
Man.
Thought.
It is not a hiatus. What it is it, you know, but phone calls are. It's just the structure of that was a lot of people weeding through a bunch of calls and trying to. I ended up cutting. Like, I'd edit 10, and 10 wouldn't get on the air.
Right.
Because I get to the end where I really want to hit the finish line.
Maybe there's a scenario here where we have an industrious team member that could make sure, like, your boy from Kenny Bunk gets on, but not the drone on, bad call, bad signal situation once a month. Possibly.
As you know, Oscar, it does fall into a category.
Yeah,
It was what it was.
Yeah, quality.
The effort put into those yaks was the same effort that is put into a lot of this show.
Yes,
and so it was something that I felt had to go.
There was
a
structure, though. I will say that the element of surprise,
a very basic structure.
The element of surprise needs to be kept in place.
Forefront, at the forefront.
Yes, because if we hear it and then we play it, then that's where we're like, how do we already know what's coming? So the
genuine reaction. Yeah.
I am always, and it's really, and I'm not trying to, I don't do this because too many radio guys do this, but I really am committed to putting my mind on this show to freshen it. Mm-hmm. And so
are you taking ideas? Maybe I could submit one now.
No,
just while we talk.
To be honest with you, I'm not. Okay. And let me be clear about that. This is not a response to comments that were made. Comments play a part. I will look at it and I will hear if I hear continuing issues, but the issue really is me hearing it, what's going out on the radio, what's making it sound good, what's making it funny. There is the battle that one faces, and it can go for a very, very long time.
Yes.
The nature of this program where we talk about different things every day that relate to us is constant. That will never change, and that's great because we're able to do that. And the only thing that would happen is if nothing ever happened.
Okay,
and you know, and so that's it. But as far as structure, I'll give you an example of the Rob nostalgia thing. Okay. That's something he loves to do, and that's something.
But
that's burning
bright, right? That's going to burn out like in 2 weeks, I think. No,
as soon as they tire of it, it's gone.
No, I will compliment him, and now that's doing really well.
Okay.
If this was Rob's show, the Yak Shack would be on for 43 years.
Yeah, we wouldn't run it. What if we just run it in sweeps?
Right.
And I've sent you. I know you don't want ideas, but I sent
February,
an idea
May,
via
and
text.
November
via text. Right. Yes. So via text to the team here. What about this?
Yeah, right. Great idea. The Whack Shack. That's a wonderful.
Well, because the calls are whack.
We may have done that in the 80s. To be honest with you, that might have been.
Oh, so you're not referring to my name?
I was still learning English.
I remember. I
as you are now.
The what?
I thought it was a website you were talking about.
I am going to, on this show, at some point, I'm going to smash this iPhone app.
Oh, no.
No.
Which doesn't even allow. Okay, now it wants the Face ID. And I press the first. And then it says Face ID. Then it kicks to the number board.
Right.
And then it says send with effect. So I'm literally trying to open.
There's this
open
new,
up a text.
You know, there's a couple things in the new update that bother me. Is it's too easy for a text to bring up send with effect, and I don't want to do that. Mm. And the other thing
sucks.
And also, have you noticed this? Siri has an attitude now. Siri's got more of an attitude.
Siri will interrupt
Siri.
What you're doing and want to say,
I'll
"What
say
can I help you with?
Yeah, or I'll
what
say
can I help
like,
you with?
I'll,
yeah, what
I'll
are they doing to us?
As simple as like Siri, call Sharon at home. That's my mom.
Sharon.
And Siri used to just do it. Now Siri says, "On it." Wait a sec.
Is this the lack of Steve Jobs? Is that really that company has not been the same since he died?
I agree.
That company has not been the same with they seem to be toiling away to toil away. They seem to be creating things to create things where
what
I
they're creating
longer,
is they're okay. creating annoyance. Yeah. I don't
it's
need
annoying.
Siri to tell me I'm working on
new
it.
AirPods
just
are kind of cool.
The AirPods, I'm all with the AirPods rock. I use AirPods when I'm riding my bike. I love the AirPods, but I will say this: that I don't need you to volunteer stuff if I want it, I want the convenience of it, but don't force it on me. A lot of that on their software updates, they force it. But getting back to our show.
Yes.
I love the idea of working with creative people that bring different things. And it's not wholesale changes, but I'm always looking for new ways. There's a staleness that we fight because we've been together a long time.
Right.
And we got to keep it fresh. That is me. You are looking at the buck stopping right here. I've got to do that. And I think that when new stuff comes down the pike, I hope that you two would understand, and anybody, Maddie or Pony or anybody, would understand that any idea, you know, where somebody says, would you be interested in doing something like that? We jump at it. We love that. That's the atmosphere I would certainly like to create here.
I love it.
This is perfect.
So
that's it.
All right.
So when I look at that, though, but I mean, really, I don't want to slam the callers because we appreciate everybody that participated. It just was hard to confine it to a small period of time. And that's what did it in because I had to go to get everybody on.
You had to go big.
I always felt like if I didn't put a call on, I was somehow personally offending somebody.
That's a human side of you.
There you go. And by the way, I know that one of our henchmen out there in Fanland, a man that laid low for a while, now he's come back. Glad to have him back. Steven, the vast majority of calls I played in their entirety. I didn't chop. Rob would tell you that.
He's
I didn't chop a lot of calls. They're just towards the end when people would be going,
I think there was maybe three or four, maybe three, where you just said, I can't do three more minutes of this because some of the calls are 4 minutes long.
Yeah, they were two minutes long.
If you think of the length of our show and the percentage of a 2 minute phone call, that's too much.
You know how people have spatial awareness? Some people don't have time awareness.
Yeah.
When you talk about calls on radio programs, you're talking about usually topic driven content where you set a table and say, here's what I want you to talk about.
Chargers, Raiders.
We've never done that. And by the way, the live nature of a radio show is conducive to that on any subject.
Yep.
But even with radio, you're usually dealing with calls that are specific in topic.
Well, they're screened also.
That's true.
They're screened. Yeah.
And oftentimes one call will spur another call because, you know, they're sort of organic that way. The Yak Shack, by definition, can't do that.
I think that you're right, Mike. We got to spice it up. Let's do something better.
I'll be putting, because I love having interaction. And I like getting, by the way, the mailbag, which is a brief segment every week. I still love that. I love it because I think that gives people a lot of satisfaction. That's for you getting your request, your birthday, whatever on. And that's a throwaway, and I'm very happy with that. So that's going to stick around. But with the Yaks, we'll come up with something.
This is fun. We're problem solving. What about a debate style show featuring David Smolar and Ronik, and we'll put them side by side.
Hey, Mike, that's a great idea, but I can't be in that day.
I'm busy. I couldn't hear. You know what?
Smolar's got some talent. So does Ronnie.
I will. He said some very nice things to me, and I thank him. He was very kind and sent me a message, and I thought that was very nice. We got some very active people in our listening audience that I appreciate the solid. I really do. It's very, very nice to get that kind of feedback, and we keep doing what we're doing because of you guys. And I don't make decisions solely based on someone coming to me and saying do this or don't do this, but I certainly weigh in what everybody has to say, the guys here, the feedback from the people that listen to the show. All of it is taken into account, and I'm actually going on more about it than I should.
It's a peek into the window of your creative soul.
Well, even after all these years, I love a new idea. Yeah. There's nothing like a great new idea.
Maddie, what do you got?
To give.
Hello?
Maddie's Fatties.
Yeah.
Yeah, there you go.
See? A weekly spotlight on Rob, what do you have?
I would think a thing would be great is people send us their number and we call them.
Thank you very much. See?
Oh, that's good.
Immediately, a great idea.
Right,
and he put him on
but
the spot.
But they have to send it by mail.
Right.
So Telegram. fax us your phone number.
No, it's got to be a postcard of where you're from, and we call you.
And also send along an SASE so we can return the postcard.
Please.
Thank you. There, land long ago, far, far away, radio personalities used to be able to call people and before we got in trouble for it and fake call.
And then you had
Steve Harvey come in with his radio show and he faked the fake call.
Mm.
Right.
And that was, by the way, anybody said, oh, have you ever heard Steve Harvey do it? Well, it was fake.
Yeah.
The other idea, Mike, I have, this is, I don't know if anyone's ever tried this before. I call it War of the Roses.
Oh, yeah. Very, very fun. Very, very fun.
Where we pit Pony against Maddie.
Good times had
after
by
the
all.
Show, you know what, and then we play it the day a day
right,
later.
Yeah,
you know what a really good time is. A really good time is dealing with a medical office and figuring you had 10 minutes to get to this. You know, down here things are much closer, and I just wanted to give my tiny little 2 cents on the fact that they are all here.
Everybody,
they have gotten older.
By a year, I imagine. Yeah.
I have scheduled visits to different people. Yesterday, I went to my gastroenterologist as more of a meet and greet, because, as you know, if you followed the show for a long time.
How does he greet you?
With one finger in the air. And super wonderful, great guy.
Yes.
Smart. Loved every minute of it. Was very happy with the staff at the front desk. Very nice dealing with people that are, you know, very, very old. And I there's nothing I like better than to see a person at the front desk with kindness. And as I'm leaving, I took the time to lean over and I said, listen, I don't know if this will do you any good, but I have observed what you do here. And I know it can't be easy all the time. And I just want to tell you, your kindness is not unnoticed by me. You're very nice to these people that are having a rough day. And I know that can't always be easy. Keep up the good work. And she got this wide-eyed expression, like, I don't know. And she just kind of like, it's kind of surprised.
Yeah, sure. She's not used to it.
Thank you. Thank
the celebrity
you very, very much.
She most resembles.
Oh, boy. Joy Behar.
Oh, look at that.
Nice.
Joy Behar would be the closest.
Present day Behar
celebrity.
Or a younger Behar?
younger Behar.
Yeah,
that's nice.
You weren't going to do it to an older Behar.
But,
I'll tell you that much.
That's
like
the nice
stand-up
part.
Comedy Behar, yeah.
That's the nice part.
And you know, you the bring up such part, a good point, because, you know, especially if you go to a gastro guy, and I've done it enough, you
yes.
don't see people there that are in a good mood. No one's showing up for a checkup.
No, they're people dealing with much horrible,
they're in
horrible
pain.
Stuff.
Pain,
and it's
yeah.
not fun.
H-M-E-P,
but when you get
pain.
A guy, this was me, because this guy, because it's down here, takes a long time to see the specialist, and this was more of a shake hands, meet the guy. In case there's ever a problem, I'll know the guy, and he could not have been
so this
just
is
a
your,
cool physician.
This
just
is your
a
first
cool
visit.
Guy, smart.
How
really.
Old do you think Dr. Van Helsing is?
Dr. Van Helsing, in human years or vampire years?
Vampire years.
It's funny, because I went in there, and he was standing in the corner going, the power of Christ compels me. The power of Christ compels me. No, he was super nice.
I seldom need more than this.
I am trying every day down here in West South Florida to take my negative energy, which is huge, when I'm in traffic and I'm dealing with people that it's right out of Ferris Bueller's Day Off. I'm not kidding. I'm talking steering wheel over the head stuff.
Yeah, yeah.
Where people are in a Lincoln XC Death.
Right.
And they're driving along. And that's me all the way, where I'm going, this is a seven mile drive that should take maximum 15 to 20 minutes.
If
and
that.
I am just going on and on and on. So when I get there, and then I get, and there's a person in the corner that just can't stop with the, and I like that. And then I'm watching this lady, and I said, you know, I'm here for half an hour.
Right.
This lady deals with this every single day.
All
day. And I'm talking about their phones. Two ladies behind the counter. One lady she's also nice, but she's not dealing with the customers in the doctor's office.
Oh, she's like the phone is she going, like the handler?
She's kind of the computer lady phone.
Okay.
And, that phone is going.
Yeah.
It's they're all here, and we're all getting closer to death, and we're all going to see doctors.
Yep.
And so when I get a ray of sunshine, I feel it's important.
Yeah.
But I'm doing that almost to psych myself out of the malaise that
sure.
I am in because I just don't go. I don't have to go to the doctor as much as I used to. Thank God.
Right.
And it's really frustrating down here when you see the parade. So I try the more angry I get on the drive in there, the more nice I try to be when I get there. I try to do it, but it's so fragile, because if it goes south, which will be another story I will tell you about, it can flip instantaneously.
Sure, sure.
It can flip instantly. But I would tell everybody out there, because we have a lot of listeners that are in my demographic, because they've listened to me for a long time. If you see something really cool that somebody's just doing their job and doing it with a smile and doing it nicely, I think it does mean something.
And they're trying.
That's huge. Yeah,
when you pass that along.
Mm-hmm.
I try to do that.
Yeah, I absolutely agree. You know,
so that in Animal House is the angel on my shoulder, and then later on in the afternoon, the devil on my shoulder, which I'll tell you later on during the it was medical day yesterday, so it
you
was
stack 'em.
That's a great day.
Yeah. If you want to know, you would think during flu season that the act of going to a drugstore and getting a flu shot would be something that's very easy.
Sure.
And I am here to tell you that I believe that I found the inspiration for the movie Misery at the drugstore yesterday. Yes.
Have you guys gotten your flu? I know you clearly did, Mike, but if you went.
Yeah.
Have you?
Actually, today is my day.
Yeah. I'm thinking about going, Mike. I don't know.
Well,
I don't do it like I used to, because when you do it at Target, they don't like it if you scream your head off like I used to on the show.
You know, if you watch Bill Maher, you hear 27% efficacy. So, you're taking an insurance policy with 27%. So
everyone should get the flu shot. If you don't, it'll shorten the life of the flu regardless.
If you don't get the flu, I mean, that's great, but wouldn't you want a 27% better chance of anything?
Yes, I think so. Absolutely. Yeah.
Today?
That's fine. I'm with that.
CVS, here I come.
Well, down here, last year, this is what got me there, and this is where the news tries to scare you. They came on and they said, last year in Southwest Florida, 14 cases were reported. This year, last week alone, 147 Ooh. Cases of the flu. Oh, my God.
Scary.
So I was in the car yesterday, and if you want to know what the experience was like, I recommend you watch the movie Misery. I'll have all the details when we come up on the Mike O'Meara Show.
Hey, y'all, I'm Luke Bryan.
Hi, America, this is Luke Bryan, and I won't be satisfied till I get every one of your redneck dollars in my wallet.
I'm here with Katy Perry, Lionel Richie, and he wears real tiny little jackets.
This is going to work, right? I mean, this is going to be good. Right?
I make my own beer. It tastes like...
Take it from country music doofus Luke Bryan.
Hi, this is Luke Bryan.
And I never shave my neck.
From shiny new licorice hats to red Solo cups.
I've got goose flesh.
The Mike O'Meara Shopping Center has got you covered for all your hillbilly shopping needs.
Golly.
Just click the shopping center banner at MikeOMeraShow.com. Ain't that right, Luke?
That dang old internet, man. Click, 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 click. It's real easy, man.
The best of O'Meara.
Now, did you at any point... from when you woke up on Thanksgiving morning to when you went to bed last night, were you away from the television?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
I think you're watching way too much television.
I'm watching less than I used to. However, one habit for me is really hard to break, and that is the double shot of the parade and the dog show. I loved both those programs because there's always stuff.
Really? Now, the dog show, I will give you.
Okay.
Anybody who loves dogs.
Yes.
It's fun. You love the parade?
Yes, I do.
How can anyone possibly love that?
Because when I was little, it was the parade. But then as you get older, you start to make fun of it. And you sit down with a cup of coffee and a bagel.
Right. So you're poking fun at it and you're posting about it.
And that's
one of those weekends I could not avoid your posts.
I'm sorry.
About Al Roker and all the
Did you hear about him in the butter?
No, I did not.
He was actually, there was a guy dressed as a stick of butter that NBC tried to manufacture into a thing.
Mm-hmm.
Because not only did he have one run into it with him, but when he got on his stupid Roker cycle, the butter guy was chasing him. And it was, they actually had Roker on the Friday Today show to talk about what they were calling Buttergate, because it was just such an awkward situation with him and the butter. It was a classic NBC sort of, let me play you.
So would the laugh be like this? Would the laugh after that be?
Yeah, and because it's a slow news day, it might have been like trending. Let me play you Al versus the butter if I can, okay? Here we go. Oh, wait, this is not that. It's 23
Here it goes,
days.
Folks. 23 days for he just fooled us.
I was waiting for it.
Here he comes. 23 days.
23. Only got 23.
He's not going to miss the early part of it like he did last year.
Anxiety. Hi there. Time's a fleeting. Better get busy.
There you go.
Times of no, actually, here is Al versus the butter, really.
Hey, I hate to butter you up, but you got to move on. Okay, there you go. can't believe it's not butter.
He is so inept at whatever
but he's also,
he does.
For an old man, he's running around pretty good out there.
Right? Well, yeah,
he's
but
working
he's
hard with his perfectly color coordinated out
there. Get out of here, butter. That's nothing.
What about what about the winds and the actual balloons?
Ah, they lost the Ronald McDonald balloon due to a tear.
And didn't they lose a nutcracker?
I believe another one tore, yeah. But they had the stock footage and they got they had the actual Ronald McDonald and it said pre-recorded from a previous parade. And they had the Ronald McDonald, and then they had live Ronald McDonald in like a car that looked like a shoe to do the McDonald's tie-in because, you know, all that stuff is paid for.
Mm.
Yeah. But
were you impressed by any of the balloons?
No, not at all.
You didn't see, did you see the figure from Nutcracker like take out four people?
No, I did not see that.
Oh, it was spectacular. They lost control of it and it just swings across and you see it took people off their feet. It was fantastic. Looked like a DB was hitting a wide receiver.
was incredible. At any time, was Hoda in any danger?
I don't think anybody. I think it was the handlers that that hold onto those ropes.
Yes,
make the balloon.
Mm.
And
they had to keep them real low. Had to keep them real low this year.
The Nutcracker soldier was supposed to be upright.
Well, he's a vertical balloon.
A vertical balloon, and he was in a horizontal position. And then he started swaying back and forth, and then took out like three people on the left hand.
I'm sorry, I missed that.
But see, I like marching bands, and I know you like marching.
Marching bands are they always bring it, and I also like. There's very seldom a chance where you get live television anymore where something could go horribly wrong, and that's what you're always hoping for. Yeah.
What were the stomp? I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Am I wrong to think that one of you has actually gone up and seen the parade live?
I've never seen a parade.
No, right?
But you
never
like parades. You've participated in parades.
I love parades.
Yes.
I love being at a parade. I cannot stand watching them on television because of the patter. Mm. It's not, there is no need for anything. All you have to do is say, here's the NFNA marching band. That's it. But instead they go, this was put together by the people. Now, it's really important to remember that this time of year, the pre-done lame-ass script that I can't say. I can't stand watching it. I did enjoy one moment of the parade. I looked in, they had some fat man stomping group.
Oh, yeah, they were great. Speaking of which, I did get a message on my Facebook wall from Harvey Fierstein over the weekend.
Make sure you check out the Village Stompers.
I did. I wrote, because towards the end of the parade with all the yelling, I said, someone
might
check
not
on
be a
Hoda.
Gay group. Might not be a gay group. And it certainly doesn't matter if it is.
No, not at all.
I just found it more interesting if it was.
I said, someone get Hoda a lozenge. She's entering Harvey Fierstein territory. And then
that's great. Good time for Hoda. She's getting engaged. All that
stuff. And a bad day for Savannah. She had a detached retina because her kid threw a train at her.
Oh, no.
Not a moment's hesitation. And by the way, not a moment's hesitation from Savannah Guthrie throwing her kid under the bus, throwing her 2-year-old under that Savannah bus. Bingo.
What is that?
How she plays.
Is that surgery?
She said it. She lost sight in the eye. She had a scratch on her retina.
Mm-hmm.
It could have been detached. She made more of it than it was, and she was blaming her 2-year-old, which probably will be a permanent bad relationship they'll have.
Oh, no, that child's going to be great. That's going to be a good kid. Savannah's boy.
I bet that child will miss a lot of flights.
So, Harvey Fierstein, when I wrote that I compared his voice to Hoda's voice, he said, some people are proud of our growls.
So he really did respond.
He really did respond on my Facebook page. I thought it was kind of funny.
That's really awesome. That's pretty awesome.
And I said, no offense intended. Happy holidays, sir.
Really? That must have been. Was that the high point of your weekend?
That was pretty good. Yeah.
That's pretty good that Harvey Fierstein responded to you.
You connected with celebrity.
I did. It was fantastic. I should have asked him about the Stompers.
How did he find you? How did he find?
Who tagged
him? Follow
right?
you?
I tagged him.
He tagged.
We're Facebook friends for some reason. Not sure why. I think I sent him a request and he accepted. So I'm friends with Harvey Fierstein, yeah. So I tagged him in the... I didn't think he'd see it.
Okay. Rest of the weekend okay?
Yeah, there was one funny moment with Robert. I told him, I said, by the time I was your age, I was at least assisting with the preparation of the turkey. It's time you need to learn what goes on in the making of a turkey, because I don't want to be doing this in 10 years. I want you to be doing this.
Oh, that's really nice.
And so he got up and we walked through it, and I showed him how to stuff it and everything, but he brought up a really valid question that never occurred to me that has been with me all week. I said, well, when you open the turkey, in the front cavity is the giblets and the liver and the heart and all that. So you got to take out that little plastic bag. And then in the rear cavity is the neck, and you got to pull the neck out. Mm-hmm. And I was kind of fighting with it because it was still, you know, it's jammed in there pretty
frozen.
Good. Yeah. Pulled it out. And he said, Dad? I said, yeah. He says, is that the actual turkey's neck, or is it just a random neck they put in there? And I got to thinking, I don't know.
Interesting question.
Or is there like a big barrel of necks at Butterball that they just say, all right, put a neck in here, put giblets in here, and set it on its way?
Why do you have to put a neck in at all?
Well, because some
because
people
you make soup. The gravy. I made my gravy with giblets and the neck. So you boil the innards and the turkey neck, and then you chop some of the stuff into your gravy, which I did when I made the fantastic.
You should send the
gravy.
Neck out to 23andMe.
Savage.
Problem solved. There we go.
But it's a good question. I want to know, is that the actual neck to my turkey? I didn't know.
Well, he's thinking.
He is thinking.
He's thinking. I like that.
And then back up to his room for a nap.
There you go. I wish you never a missed flight.
Oh, and he.
Throughout history, great men and women have had a little extra. Extra personality. Extra spunk.
I hate spunk.
And even extra hilarity. They've even had, let's just say, a little more to love. Thanks to those that have given us pleasure. There's a place for us. That's why there's a TMOS Ladies and Gentlemen of Larger Carriage fan page. Follow us on Facebook today. And Gary Stein, if you're listening, we'd buy a t-shirt, but you don't have any in our size.
The best of O'Mara.
And now, ladies and gentlemen, because you wrote us and we want to read it for you, because you sent them in to us, it's the mailbag. Not about us, about
you. Go Skins!
Go Skins!
Yeah! Wait a minute,
Mr. Bozeman. Hey, Jackass, do we have any gifts today?
Amazingly, we do. Would you like yours first, or may I have mine first?
You can have yours first.
All right. Mine came with a card.
Okay. Very exciting. Card.
And it says on the cover, it says, I can't even.
Oh.
And I open it, and it says, thank you enough. I can't even thank you enough. You're amazing. Dear Rob and the gang, it says, I can't even.
Can't even.
Thank you enough. Oh, you're amazing. Wonderful. Dear Rob and the gang, thanks for a wonderful weekend of shows in Las Vegas. And I know we all spoke to her. Shannon LaDodge had just a great time out in Las Vegas.
So sweet.
And she sent me a classic, a Hot Wheels Yellow Submarine for my Beatles show. Because I need more things. But
that's
this is
wonderful.
I don't have this and I love it.
Shannon LaDodge, very nice lady. I love her sister too, Shannon LaChrysler.
Tell him Groucho sent you.
Thank you.
And for you, Mike, I think you're going to like this.
All right.
I'm going to read the letter before I present it to you. It says, hi, guys. My son and I started collecting CEC, which I later found out to be Chuck E. Cheese, CEC points years ago. I think he was saving for an iPod Shuffle or something. Here's the college. He's in college now. I really hope these will help. For have fun, little Michael, from Chris Rowett Peter.
Are you,
Catonsville,
do you need a new prescription on your glasses?
No,
the
handwriting ain't great. I apologize.
Oh, okay. All right.
It's handwritten.
Yeah, he's in college now. I really hope to share these with you. Have fun, little Michael, Chris Rowett Peter of Catonsville, Maryland. It's a bag of tokens and tickets.
Satchels.
For Chuck E. Cheese.
Satchels worth.
And it's huge.
That's
like a bank vault.
Magnificent.
Yeah.
Wow.
Let me get that.
So I've got a good pile of stuff that I'll be mailing out to you this weekend.
This is heavy.
Yeah, there's coins. Jingle the coins. Jingle the coins.
Wow. And they work?
Yes.
Of course.
They work.
Wow. That's so exciting. Thank you, sir. I appreciate that.
I think it's a lady. It's a lady.
What about me?
It's a lady. Thank you, lady.
Nothing for you. You had the joy of talking to your mother.
First letter says, hi, Rob. My 16-year-old son is getting into vinyl, and my wife and I would like to surprise him with a record player for Christmas. I remember you and Mike discussing them on the show. I believe you mentioned a Techniques model. May I ask for your recommendation of a decent entry-level player for my son, please? Thank you. Jeff Tuttle. Answer, Do you want me to give the answer?
I just want to say, don't go and buy the Technics 1200 because it's been out of production for years and they cost about $4,000 now. Probably not a great entry-level model, but yeah. Audio-Technica makes a great knockoff. Mm. That is the ATLP120BK, and it's available through Walmart at the Mike O'Mara Show website. And also get up a pair of powered speakers. You don't need a receiver, just a nice pair of powered speakers. He'll be set. And this this turntable...
It'll teach him how to use a turntable.
And it's a great
Available through Walmart at TMOS.com and powered speakers.
And if you ever, you know, you step up to better speakers and a better amp, this is a good turntable for it. It's a good one.
Next letter says, "Hi, guys. I'm listening to the show from August 7th, 2019. Well, that's timely. At the 40:15 mark of the show, Oscar said he had a dream that he won big money on the slots when you went to Vegas. Pretty cool, huh? That said, could you ask him to dream about a BJ for me?" Ew. Not from him, but he can choose the girl. He has good taste. Happy turkey feasting. Pat Lehman.
Because Oscar had the Shining. He dreamt about the big hit. And he got
I get the whole story.
I'm going to sidebar that note. Maybe that shouldn't have made it past
that's
the censors.
He's not phased by
Mike,
it. Yeah.
Someone won big the weekend we were there. Someone hit the Wheel of Fortune jackpot while
like
we were
there. The Mega
Progressive.
Millions?
The Progressive.
Really?
Really?
If that was the machine I was on that I left... And I'm still searching on the interweb, which casino that was at. I am going to blow my brains out.
You know what? Your odds are minuscule that that was the case. Even in Vegas, they're all... that's one of those jackpots that are all tied together, I think.
Yeah. You only win if you play Buffalo.
All I found was that the winner decided...
I do too.
...wanted to be... to stay anonymous. And I didn't know you could do that in Vegas if you won a jackpot.
Oh, I would. I absolutely.
Don't tell anyone who I am!
I won Friday night. Yeah, if I won Friday night, dude walked me in, Mike O'Mara.
Crickets. Like,
where is he?
The winner won $2 million+ in the Progressive.
Oh!
Wow.
Crazy, right?
Dear Matty, Pony, Oscar, Rob, and the Menace. People like that. It's true. I don't know where I gave myself that name. I thought you would like to know some info about the Freedom Beat Bar in Vegas. That's the place at the downtown.
Ooh. Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
Friday night after the first TMOS live show, bartender Eric said the TMOS crowd was in third place for all-time tips on the late shift since he arrived there 3 years ago. The two in front of us, in second place, Cinco de Mayo. In first place, the night three strippers were on the bar. The strippers tipped $250 themselves. Way to go, TMOS crew.
I love it.
That's awesome.
But guess who is now the number one... Who is now the number one tipping night, or what is now the number one
what
tipping
is it?
Night? That's right. TMOS Live, Saturday night, 2019.
Wow.
Well done, TMOS Nation. And wherever the TMOS convention lands in 2020, can we get a 24-hour bar? Please, party on. Dirk Vastrick, Spokane, Washington.
Good man.
Wow.
Good man.
Dirk's like a big ringleader for that group, too. That's awesome.
I think that was actually where he had a hotel room. They gave him a key to the bar.
Yeah. Well, we're working on it. Oscar and I are working on
it.
And
yes.
We have no timetable just yet, but we will make the announcement when we hone it down.
Early
in the new year. Very exciting. Hi, guys and gals. Tim from Laurel. I am pleased to report that I am still married, thanks to FabFitFun. The latest box just got here, and my wife was happy again. Again, she was tearing into the box even before she made it from the front door to the living room. I love you. Aloha. Tim, that's great.
I love the structure of that letter.
Look, I'm telling the truth here. I know they advertise on us, but I have to say, the FabFitFun box, Carla will say, the other day, I'm like, what is this? And I'm looking at a product that's in the shower, and she's like, FabFitFun!
Yeah.
All right. Hi, Mike.
Can I just say, Shannon had a little speaker. That looks like a little mushroom.
Oh, it's the shower speaker, right?
Yeah, I didn't know what it was.
Oh, that's where Carla got it.
And I said, what is this? This is awesome. And she said, the FabFitFun box. And I said,
you jackass.
Carla's using hers. In the bathroom, Carla's using hers.
We haven't even talked about this, by the way. This is
So I walk in the other day and say, hey, by the way, sorry about this. I have to say, hey, Google, turn it off because Carla had something on.
Yeah.
And Carla comes in the bathroom and goes, it's my FabFitFun speaker. You don't know how to turn it off. Hi, Mike, Rob, Oscar, Pony, Maddie, and interns. This Thursday, my son, Chase Novak, turned 17. He was born on Thanksgiving 2002. thus forever marking it as my favorite holiday. Well, who can blame you?
Yeah.
He's a great kid who shows kindness to everyone he meets. That's good, too. Rob, he is active in theater, and Oscar, he loves tech.
Aww.
Mike, he's a huge fan of your impressions. In the past, he's gotten Richard Parker and Salad Fingers to wish him a happy birthday. You know, if he likes those two, I like him. Uh-huh. I love the obscure ones. Please wish him a happy birthday in whatever way you see fit. I love seeing all of you in Vegas and spending time with old friends and new. I can't wait for my fruitcake and cat 2020. Happy Thanksgiving. Love and kisses always, Stephanie Larson. Let me say, Richard Parker, I hope that he has a wonderful Chase Novak, 17 years old. And
hello. Hello, Chase. Hope you have a fantastic day.
Sorry I didn't have the music. We got to hustle. guys, I'm attempting my first ever turkey this Thanksgiving. Like a complete moron, I told my girlfriend, I'll handle the bird.
Oh, dear.
This is an issue you see as the only cooking I do is on the barbecue. I am in need of your expert help so I do not screw this up. For years, I have listened to your food expertise, except for Oscar on the show, and I can think of no one better to help navigate me through this poultry potluck predicament. Poultry potluck predicament.
Love it,
Paul.
Paul?
Anyway, then Mike and Rob. No pressure, but my relationship and future is in your hands. Yours in Christ, Patrick Erickson. Let me see. Doing the bird. Get one with a pop-up timer in it. Get one with a pop-up.
It really can't be easier. Just make sure you put it in a preheated oven of 325. Make sure it's thawed all the way. Put some salt in the cavity.
Some people buy a fresh bird.
And make sure you look for the cast iron uni.
That's right.
And exactly. Don't get, if you haven't gotten your bird, you get a fresh one.
Got to get a fresh one.
Thaw it out, right? Mm-hmm. That's the way. I'll be buying a fresh one today.
A fresh
boy.
It'd
be too late if I bought a frozen one.
Yeah,
right?
Unless it was tiny.
The term I used to hate in my hometown, my mom used to call it Gray Ledge. That was the farm in my hometown.
Ew.
It was called Fresh Killed.
That's
fresh
nice.
Fresh Killed. Yeah. That's weird. I don't know why I made that sound.
That's more of a chicken.
Fresh killed. Any other? You're the turkey guy. You're going to make the bird in your house.
Make sure you
saw. How big a bird?
I bought 20 pounds yesterday.
Ooh.
And also, I couldn't do it. The organics were $3 a pound. I can't spend $60 on a turkey. So I just went with Butterball at 89 cents.
You only have four people, though.
No, we'll have eight.
Eight. Okay, good.
And also soup.
Soup?
How to make turkey soup. Yeah.
All right.
Yeah, soup. My advice? Cinnamon. Lots of cinnamon.
Lots of cinnamon. Oh, it's so good.
No, kidding. Hello, Mike, Rob. Hello, Mike, Rob, Oscar, Pony, and Maddie. I could use some advice from Maddie. Today, I enjoyed a slice of pizza topped with Gouda, mushrooms, and caramelized onions on it. While I was eating it, I couldn't help but think that these toppings would be great on a burger. My question to Maddie is it socially acceptable to put Gouda on a burger, or would I be committing a cheese faux pas? Being from the backwoods of Maine, I don't get out to fancy eating places very often. So please. Oh, and there's a new one for Perkins down here with that dink.
Oh, that ass.
That didn't come on our show.
I hate him.
It's like, how do you like your steak? Not all fancy.
Oh.
Do me. Anyway, so please forgive me if this is a stupid question. All the best. Eric Cook. Maddie, is it okay to put Gouda and mushrooms on his burger?
It's okay to put Gouda on anything your heart desires.
Ah, there you go. Fantastic.
Good melting cheese.
The next letter says, hey, guys, you mentioned on a recent show that Rob enjoyed seeing the Clydesdales at Busch Gardens, to which Mike asked you whether or not Rob ever looked at them down low. Well, I'm a resident of Williamsburg and a season pass holder for Busch Gardens. In my opinion, they are they are growers, not showers. As I've been told, they do this when they have to pee.
Why?
From my experience, they often have to pee when they bring them out in front of the stables to pose for pictures with children. In fact, they recently installed a barrier between the kids and the horses that goes up just high enough to block out any unwanted horse. No clue if it has any impact on picture sales. Jason Kirkpatrick. P.S. Ghost Skins. Great last letter. That'll sit with my listeners. The funniest people in the whole world. Oh.
Well, the new year is upon us, and it's time to gather the family around the old Neumann and talk about what's really important.
You mean video games?
Or Fallout Boy?
No. The real important stuff.
Oh no, he's gonna talk about those stupid fruitcakes again.
Jeez, Dad, don't you know no one cares?
No, I want to talk about the magic of the holidays. Now, did you get everything you wanted for Christmas?
Kinda.
Pretty much.
Well, what did we possibly miss?
The TMOS bonus package.
It's the best gift for any TMOS fan, even yourself, because it's the gift that keeps on giving.
For once, Robert is right. 1 year subscription gets you full access to all of the bonus content.
Plus, on-demand video access to every bonus show and access to the entire bonus show anthology.
And you get it with over 25% savings. It truly is a bonus.
Besides, Dad, it's a great way to support the Mike O'Mara Show while getting all that great content.
Just click on the banner marked TMOS bonus packages and be a part of this important opportunity.
Do it now, and God bless us, everyone.
Hey, I wanted to be Tiny Tim.
Dad, you're not a tiny anything.
The Mike O'Mara Bonus Show, because 5 hours a week just ain't enough. Always available at MikeO'MaraShow.com. Bonus. The best of O'Mara.
Okay, we all love, going out. We're Americans. That's what we do. We do that all the time. And I will tell you that I do it down here. And I've always been a fan of local joints, not so much the chains, but we all go to chains. And I think that if you live in a large metropolitan area, you're probably exposed to a lot of them.
Yeah,
and some of them are regional.
It's harder to be a local restaurateur. Mike, you've been down this road before.
Right.
It's economies of scale, how you can compete, if you can compete on the dollars and deals. When you talk about Iguana Mia and how you feel like... how can they keep up with the Joneses? They probably have a nice formula where they're going to have a loss leader that allows them, but that's a one item. That's the margaritas that get people in the door.
Get them in the
door. Well, let me share this with you. This is an interesting list. I think it's 35 of them that they list here. The worst restaurant chains in America ranked. Chain restaurants used to be cool and rule the market, but now some chains are barely surviving. Now, I didn't know that until I read this article. Mm-hmm. And more customers are ditching them. Customers want high-quality food with quick, friendly service. And long-standing chains are failing to meet these needs. Consumer Picks calculated consumer scores for some of America's most popular restaurants. Check out the 30 worst restaurant chains in America, ranked from terrible to the worst. So let's start with this. We're going to go to number 35.
Okay.
I don't know this one, and you guys might not either.
Some of these might be regional.
Cafe Rio Mexican Grill. Have you ever heard of it?
It's an Italian place.
Cafe Rio.
I know. Okay.
We don't know. We'll skip by that one. All right. Let's get right because we have tons of them. Carrabba's Italian Grill.
Yes, of course. Yeah.
Of course.
All right, you know, when they broke in the D.C. area, they had a huge TV campaign. And it would.
Isn't Carrabba's classier than the Olive Garden?
I don't know because I have not. I don't think maybe one time years and years and years ago, but they're not bringing in traffic, and they get a score of 48%.
I've been there. I think twice in my life. It didn't seem like anything was fantastic about it.
I've never been. Their TV campaign made them look almost like a Disney Italian restaurant. So
yep. Okay.
Didn't appeal.
Let's move on. Next one on the list. I don't know this one either. Coco's Bakery and Restaurant. Anybody know
I've not
Coco's?
Had it.
Oh, Coco.
That's number. Coco. Coco.
I love you, Coco.
47% for Coco's. Next one. Here we go. Okay. This is the one that's been around here. All right. Everyone got really excited about. I'm so happy this one made the list. This is why it's on the air. The Mellow Mushroom.
Hate the Mellow Mushroom.
Yeah. Each year, more consumers see stories about Mellow Mushrooms closing its doors in their local cities, specializing in Southern-style pizza.
What does that mean?
Exactly. Pizza. Calzones, hoagies, and salads. Mellow Mushroom has been enjoyed by many customers. However, the pizza chain is losing its extraordinary touch. Almost 47% of consumers say they'll come back for a hot pie at Mellow Mushroom. What's happening with the rest of the patrons? They criticize the service. Ding, ding, ding. The pizza's high prices and other things. So, Mellow Mushroom. Do you have them up there?
Yeah,
there's
one
in D.C. as well.
One real close to Jimmy's in Herndon. But
by the way, if you disagree with any of these, jump in because
I've only been to the Mellow Mushroom twice in I guess the last 4 years, and
that's every 2 years.
And both of them, both times were like, this is
meh.
This is what sucks about D.C. I expect the service to be terrible anywhere I go.
Okay.
And the mellow mushroom doesn't scream, oh my God, they're going to take care of you left and right. It screams right. drugs and beer and
passivity,
alcohol.
Yeah.
Just, it screams the yeah. opposite.
I mean, the pizza is medium at best. It's fine. I mean, because even bad pizza is okay. But mm-hmm. the problem with the mellow mushroom is I think they put too much value on their clever name.
Yes,
and yeah, I don't but, care for that.
No, I'm not.
No.
I don't hear you unless you knock. All right. Next one, Fleming's Prime Steakhouse. That's a high dollar place. So steakhouses, they say, steakhouses have been in boiling hot water lately, including Fleming's Prime Steakhouse. As beef prices went up, prices on the menu did too,
Sword.
Leading to unhappy customers. Consequently, Fleming's felt the heat from patrons who gave low ratings to the restaurant. A lot of people want to go out and get a steak at a store.
Fleming's used to be at Tyson's Corner, and it was a pretty good place, but that was 15 years ago.
Yeah, when beef wasn't insane.
Prohibitive.
There it is, number 30, the Olive Garden.
Boo!
There you are. We really need to even discuss. There you go. Number one critique of the food at the Olive Garden tastes like it's been frozen. That's what.
And also remember that it came out a few years ago that they weren't putting salt in the water when they boiled pasta because it was making their pans wear out. So they were giving you bland pasta so their pots would last longer. Jerks.
Number 29 is the Cheesecake Factory.
Big menu. Huge menu.
Has it ever been known for like this fantastic experience? It's just.
I think when they first came around, you got to check this Cheesecake Factory. That's when they were first
fair. That is fair. But
50 different styles of cheesecake.
Well, it reminds me of the old joke is the people sit down and they say the food here is horrible. I know, in such small portions. I think they get by on the fact that there are lots of choices and there are huge portions. Massive.
At least 250 items on its regular menu.
Too many.
And it can't massive be great at plate everything. Sizes. Yeah. But guests criticize the food, saying it lacks flavor.
Yeah, it's a little... It's got this like artificial taste to it.
That's the same thing as the Olive Garden.
And it's not really a factory, turns out.
All right, here's the one that I used to go to on a regular basis with Porno Dan, Famous Dave's.
Barbecue place.
I still like Famous Dave's. I'm not
going to
lie.
45% of diners say they return. The one down here went out of business. The chain is currently in some hot water, and Famous Dave locations have been closing across the country. Many guests dislike the unfriendly atmosphere.
I'm biased, but the one here in Northern Virginia.
I know the one
Chantilly?
You're talking about.
Yeah,
it's a good one.
Yeah.
The one they put in Pettibones.
Yes, precisely. when Richie all took right. his business elsewhere.
All right, so you'd say of all that we've discussed so far, you're okay
I have a
with,
soft spot for Famous Dave's, and it's not like I
do
go
too.
To
and they also, and yeah, they also,
I do too.
They do something that every barbecue joint should do. They do burnt ends. Those little crispy pieces
really
of beef.
Good.
So good.
And Carla won't let me go, though. We're not going to that disgusting place again. That's what she's
saying. Oh, my God.
Here it is, number 27. I'm all in on this one.
Yeah.
Outback Steakhouse. Kind of related to Carrabba's too. They're the same. Company,
same umbrella, right?
Yeah. You're an Outbacker.
I think for the value, I think for the money they charge, I think it's a pretty good deal. But it's and also, you know what? If your kids want steak, you get a decent steak for a decent price there.
Okay.
It says modern day consumers' tastes are changing and the chain is struggling to keep up. More diners than ever before prefer convenience, inexpensive food, and healthier options. Outback's signature appetizer, the Bloomin' Onion, was a deep-fried favorite during its heyday. However, customers are now more conscious about the foods they eat. And to make matters worse, instead of trying to make the Bloomin' Onion healthier, Outback has made the signature dish worse with new versions covered with cheese, bacon, meat, and French fries.
That sounds delicious. What they should do, Mike, is take the Bloomin' Onion and boil it. Hey, mate, how about a boiled onion, mate?
A boiled onion. Baltimore boiled onion. Sounds like a dish we can create. Joe's Crab Shack. Now, I know they have one in Northern Virginia. I didn't like it.
They have them up here.
They're having a tough time.
The shtick was just it's too much.
I always thought it was a massage place.
It's funny.
He's rolling funny. Today, ladies funny. And gentlemen. Yes, sir. Yes.
Massage.
I don't want to say the name. That's Josephine's Crab Shack.
Okay, all right.
Number 25 is the Macaroni Grill. Another one like kind of the Olive Garden, but better. I always thought it was better than the Olive Garden.
They had Macaroni Grill in Fairfax, and I went there because it was before we had kids when it opened, and Carrie and I would go there quite often.
Good one in Fairfax. I remember
and
that.
And we watched it decay. We watched the food get worse.
Remember the big bottles of Chianti?
It was supposed to be
a classy Olive Garden, right?
Yeah.
They had two gimmicks. They'd leave the bottle of Chianti, and then you told them at the end of the day how many glasses you had. I was always honest. and their other gimmick was that they had white paper tablecloths and you could draw on them with crayons.
Oh.
And after you lied about how much Chianti you had, it was fun to draw. I remember one time, I think I was there with my buddy Brad, and I got up from to go to the bathroom. When I came back, he had written the word a-hole, but wrote it out and put an arrow to my chair.
The next one, 24, is Red Robin.
Red Robin, soft spot in my heart as well.
Good burgers.
They have one in Fairfax.
You should be keeping a tally of these.
I don't know if they decayed, but I know the basket of fries.
It's still unlimited.
Yeah, but it's become like I guess what's happened is before.
You like the bottomless fries?
Yes, with the campfire sauce.
You used to just have no problem. They just bring you more fries. Now you got to ask for it. Yeah. That's the one thing. You feel awkward.
Yeah. Red Robin's locations look like they've been trashed since the company replaced busboys with a new technology system. The change made cleaning tables take longer, which increased the wait time for seating. As a result, many customers have ditched Red Robin for other burger joints. There we go.
Didn't know they had changed.
42% they get to. Smash Burger. Are you familiar with Smash Burger?
There's a Smash Burger, or there was one, in Fairfax.
Is it owned by the guy from DC 101?
Hey, I'm Smasher. 42% they get. We'll move by that one.
Okay.
Sizzler. I didn't even know Sizzler still existed.
That used to be a punchline restaurant for you. You would talk about Sizzler. Sizzler.
That's you. I think home of the sneeze guard. Sizzler. Yes. 41%. Number 21, O'Charley's. I never understood how this was.
Charlie?
That had to come out of a laboratory of people to say, what tests well? Yeah. Well, Charlie's
the name
friendly.
Charlie's very friendly, and people like Irish names.
Yeah.
Yes. Huh? All right.
There's one in Fredericksburg, Virginia. That's the closest.
I've taken my daughters to that.
Oh, you've been?
It's known for its homemade rolls and traditional American food. Traditional American food.
Horrific. Where you take meat and you make it hot and then you eat
it. Cheese fingers. mozzarella sticks.
Right.
Next one is Beef O'Brady's. A lot of those down here.
I've never been to one. I've heard that name so many times in my life.
I've seen them come and go. Yeah.
The food also gets some criticism. Guests call the food gross and claim the fries appear to be reheated at times.
But other than that,
burgers come with old or wilted vegetables and the chicken has a dry, rubbery texture. Thank you, Beef O'Brady's, everybody. Bob Evans is on the list at number 19. We got to fly through these now. Bob Evans Restaurant.
I've only been there for breakfast, and it's always been fine. Fine.
It's lovely.
Exactly what it is. Yeah,
it's a nice little Saturday.
Yeah, right? Exactly. Sausage gravy.
Logan's Roadhouse. We have one of those in Manassas.
Logan's is something still has good marks, but it's not doing well, apparently.
39% according to customers. Mm. So it's getting, as the list gets longer, the numbers get lower.
There's a common thread
here. The restaurants are getting worse as we go.
Oh, we're getting to the worst one.
Oh, okay, good.
The worst one of all time. These are all in order, descending order.
Maybe.
There's a lot of anti-meat propaganda on this list.
All right,
and they were mad about those wilted vegetables. Mm.
Shoney's. Yeah. Do we need to say anything
about
Shoney's?
We went to a Shoney's together, Mike, as a team, heading down to Florida.
I remember.
Say no more.
Not pleasant. Not pleasant by any stretch of the
When you can't find a Denny's, a Shoney's will do.
A Shoney's. But it's funny you mentioned that because they might be on the
list. Oh, no, no.
Applebee's Grill and Bar.
Hate it.
Or Applebee's.
Your neighborhood place.
There you go. You know that.
I saw
that. Let me see. BJ's Restaurant and Brew House. Hallelujah. I'm glad. 37%. I never got this place. They went nuts in Northern Virginia. We got a BJ's.
Remember
we got
to
go line
rant
up out the door. Horrible. Yes.
Not like associated BJ's? With the BJ's, what is it, the big box store.
Box store.
No, yeah, not at
not
all.
Associated
no.
at all.
No, absolutely.
But both of them, the BJ stands for the same thing.
But you can get that at Josephine's Grab Shop.
That's right. Free parking out back.
Do you have any Perkins up where you are? We have Perkins.
We had one, but he left to work with Donnie Simpson.
Remember the guy from the Perkins commercial that wouldn't
That's
come on
right.
the show because he was such a...
Oh, super dick.
They've got a Perkins big near around West Virginia University, that Pittsburgh area, but not here.
Yeah, well,
you know what? Great
baked
goods, they say.
They fail to stay relevant with today's customers, and they get 37%. Moving right along, number 13, before we get to the top 10, Waffle House. Do you really need to say anything?
They're everywhere.
About that?
They're everywhere.
Waffle House. They're everywhere. And 37% also with Waffle House. Number 12, Chili's. Another chain restaurant.
Not a fan of Chili's. Not a fan of Chili's. So I had my first meeting with Todd Moore at a Chili's.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
What did he complain about at that meeting?
No, he said, so you want to learn about apps?
Yeah. You want to learn about apps? Come on now.
Get the baby back ribs.
When you said that, do you think he was talking about appetizers? It was a long time ago.
Number 11, I remember when this came on the scene. It was super popular. California Pizza Kitchen.
Yes.
Remember that one?
Yes.
Oh, that was a biggie. Moving around, that was 35%. My hometown, we didn't have a McDonald's, but we had a Friendly's, and that has fallen off the cliff. 36%
for Friendly's. Oh, I remember Friendly's.
Friendly's was big in Oakton, right on
that. As we move into the bottom 10, ladies and gentlemen, IHOP at number 9. Then we go to On the Border.
I grew up on
Border.
On the Border.
On the Border was good.
I mean, not
for a
literally
while.
On the Border, but the restaurant on the Border.
But it's not. Yeah. So
when I was younger, on Rockville Pike, those of you that remember, it was a go-to staple of like one of the main restaurants you would go to.
Yeah.
I can't speak as of late, but when you're younger, they didn't really ID the way they should ID. So
36%.
And they also would. You could buy a 6-pack of beer and a bucket of ice.
Yes.
Yes. The chain earns poor reviews for value and service based on the quality of the food and the poor service. The price isn't worth it. That's what they say.
Okay.
As we wind these down, getting to number 1. Number 7 is Ruby Tuesdays.
I hate Ruby Tuesdays.
They just closed down the Ruby Tuesdays up here in Wisconsin.
And you know what they said? They said, goodbye, Ruby Tuesday.
Okay, moving right along. This broke my heart because this is the only one on the list that I like that is not there. But they're right. Steak and Shake at number 6. Steak and Shake.
We stopped at one for the Florida trip there, too.
They closed the one down in Fredericksburg. So this is right on par. You're absolutely right.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. By the way, it's the slowness of Steak and Shake.
I agree.
The slowest change ever.
It's forever.
But, man, their burger's good. Good. All right, moving around. And number 5, there it is, Rob. Denny's at number 5.
Mm-hmm.
34% of people. But you know what? When I had a band at 2 o'clock in the morning, the Grand Slam.
In Manassas?
What do they say, Mike?
Fairfax.
We stopped them all over the place.
Okay.
You know, we would be on a Manassas.
When you were touring.
Everywhere. Yeah, when we were touring. It was wonderful. 34%. At, 34% also. Hooters.
Yeah.
Dying.
Hooters breed. Is dying.
It's dying. It's literally dying.
Hooters would die. I never thought it would happen.
Sometimes they close down and sell their equipment to other restaurateurs.
Modern day customers still love chicken wings. They just aren't in love with the food at this American restaurant. Many bad reviews about Hooters include mentions of watered down drinks, cold food, and lame tiny chicken wings. However, there's some good news. Customers compliment the service and atmosphere.
The Hooters in Fairfax reopened.
It did?
Yeah, it did reopen.
Without the equipment, though.
They got new equipment.
Because they sold the other stuff.
They got new equipment. Hey! At number 3, TGI Fridays. Do you really need to say anything about that?
No. Toilet bowl building right there in Tyson's Corner.
Yeah, very good. So
not enough flair.
No.
Number 2, the one down here closed, Buffalo Wild Wings.
Okay.
Never been a fan.
I thought that was going to be number 1, but I didn't want to read ahead, and I didn't want to ruin the segment.
Yeah.
Right.
This is how abysmal Buffalo Wild Wings is.
B-dubs, as the kids call it.
You know our friends at Postmates, Mike, that you can order anything from any restaurant, you got to pay for the delivery?
Sure, they're great.
So there was a time where there was a love affair with a Desert Heat Buffalo Wings at B-dubs.
That's one of their flavors?
Yeah. So I ordered them on a Sunday morning. And I know it's football Sunday, but I still ordered them. It took 20 minutes for them to cancel the order to say that nobody was going to pick it up because they had not accepted the order. When you do it through another service that's known for doing it right and you still can't get it right, there's an effing problem.
You suck.
That's the cool hangout for the high school kids right now, though.
Ladies and gentlemen, I give you the worst restaurant chain in America, as voted by the customers at 31%.
Ooh. Yes.
The answer is Johnny Rockets.
Damn!
Johnny Rockets. There it is. We got to take a break. My God, what
Johnny
happened?
Johnny Rockets. Breaks with hey, a diner restaurant.
Can't imagine that would be badly regarded with their ownership.
Wow. Isn't that, that's terrible. Isn't that's, it?
Mr. Snyder owns that.
Yeah.
That's another winner for him. Yay.
He's having a good year.
Fantastic. We will come back with a super short break, ladies and gentlemen, because we are running super late because of all the restaurants. We'll be right back on the Mike O'Mara Show.
We'll be right back. Hi, I'm Ina Garten. My favorite podcast, The Mike O'Mara Show, is incredibly funny. But sometimes when I want to listen, my hands are full. Literally. It's not easy to download a podcast with a fistful of roasted eggplant spread covered with a reduced garlic aioli. Or if you're 10 little piggies or cradling a standing rib roast with a crispy Gruyere Yorkshire pudding. That's why when I'm in the Barefoot Contessa kitchens, I rely on Alexa. How easy is that? All I have to say is, hey Alexa, play The Mike O'Mara Show. And the most recent episode plays right away. How easy is that? Even Jeffrey can do it. And I actually really hate him. In fact, we really hate each other. It's like being married to a hobbit. How tragic is that? TMOS and Alexa, they go together like little thin slices of salami and caperberry. Now back to my customer.
The best of O'Mara.
Thank you again, because we were doing all that shtick there. I'm blown away by the generosity of the fan club.
Over the top.
And, you know, she's getting started with the business. Wonderful. As so many people reinventing themselves have done. And as somebody who was in the court reporting world for a very, very long time, I can only tell you this, and I really do believe it with all my heart. This is, she just loves this type of stuff. She loves taking care of people.
Well, she's
making
so
people
perfect
look
for it.
And she loves it. She is totally into it. I didn't know this when she came to me and said she wanted to get some training to do this for a living.
Tony.
And she loves it.
Yes. We have to do everything we can to get secure URLs. I imagine that one is taken. We got to support Carla is what I'm saying.
Absolutely.
All right. I appreciate that. So, and the listeners are into it.
Type in askmeatmyfacials.com. See who owns that.
Oh, yeah. I'm looking up everything about facials.
No. Pody.
Oh, sorry.
You jerk.
That's disgusting and inappropriate.
These are work machines. We have a team full of females and males. That doesn't work these days anymore, right?
This is all right. This is she's very grateful. Zoo.
Actually, Mike, I went to that website and there's a video. Okay. It's a.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Thank you.
You like that?
Thank you.
Yeah?
Thank you. Listen, I'm watching the quarterback for the Cleveland Browns. Is it Baker Mayfield?
Yes, it is.
Is that the guy?
Yes.
This dude shows up at the stadium with a full beard, comes out with like the Fu Manchu during the game, and then just has a little mustache at the end of the game. Okay. Hey, Browns fans, if your quarterback is focusing on that during when he's at the stadium, you have serious issues. But it did get me to think about our boy Rob Spiewak, who wrote yesterday that I have to talk about your beard. I have no idea what's going on. Right now, you're starting to go into like Letterman land.
Yeah, you
right
see,
there.
This is what it happened. Like the beard was the beard for a while. And then in 2 days, it got to look like I was on Little House on the Prairie. I look like Isaiah Edwards. And I just started.
You grow a beard faster than anybody that's not. Like dark skin,
or the Unabomber.
As far as usually, you think of an Italian guy with a big, heavy black beard. You grow a beard like nobody's business.
And I've always kept it fairly closely trimmed. I've had facial hair for all of my adult life, pretty much. But then, like, I
even
woke
infancy.
Up on exactly. My mom hated it, tickled. Mm-hmm. So when
there's a new man in town,
but like, I wake up and I started to like check the length of it. And it's really long.
Angry.
It's angry long.
He's got an angry beard.
And so here's the deal. I don't like it so long on the sides. And every morning now I'm having to comb it. Because when I wake up, it's like all over the place. Mm. So I get up and I shower and I shampoo it and I comb it out and it looks okay. But I know it's really long. Although I'm not averse to the length down here on the chin. I kind of dig that.
Have you ever thought of, I actually have Beard Balm here. Have you ever used that?
What is that? Something to use to blow up a beard?
No. Beard balm.
Oh, not
actually
a beard
help
bomb.
You control your beard. Have you ever had that, Mike? Have you used it? No. Balm.
Oh, B-A-L-M. I've never used it. No.
I think so because there are different options.
I left
for you.
The applicator.
Keep it.
So my question is: you have an option here. The angry side is. That kind of makes you look like, you know, a hobo.
Yeah.
Which there's nothing wrong with that. You know, everyone has their own look.
Sure.
I think it makes you, can I be honest with you?
Yeah.
I think it makes you look a little older.
Does it?
I think it makes you look it kind of lengthens, it makes you kind of, with the gray on the side, it kind of makes, you get a little, with that length, it gives it kind of a basset hound.
If we're being honest, can I add something to it?
He starts the sentence like that.
I know.
Or may I is probably the best way.
No, it's the honest part that hurts.
Okay. It makes you look dirty. Like, it really does. Like, you look like a dirty dude.
Okay, because here's what I was thinking of doing. A dirty dude. My
Let
man.
Me, can I amplify
yeah,
that
please,
a little
please.
Bit? You know that a few years back, I was involved rather actively with a certain group of people.
Yes.
That like to ride motorcycles.
Oh, okay, I know right? where you're going.
Every effing one of them had the beard you have right now.
Really?
Every
I thought it was more of a Van Dyke goatee type club.
Well, but I mean, they were always long.
Okay.
The long beard. And I understand that the young guys that play professional sports and a lot of people
Anthony
that are
Rendon,
young that have the giant athlete, bushy beards, it's a different world. But I'm talking when you get over 50,
you're
45.
Yeah, and I'm closing and in on 50. Just, yeah.
It is so, I have seen beards that are so gross that are too long. Too long beards. I've kept my beard trimmed
forever. You have.
Forever.
You always
I've
have.
Always kept it
and
trimmed.
And shaped. But I think that I don't think right now, I don't think it's at the gross length. I think what I'm going to try is I might leave it a little longer. Pardon me.
Let me explain something to you.
Yeah.
The beard that you have right now, and you can take the sides off. You're right. It was kind of a goatee, but maybe it was a full beard too. And there was a guy that had a beard like that, maybe even a little longer. And the mustache hairs that are on the upper lip are longer than the lip, which
is
makes me want to retch.
No, that's it not okay. As a matter of fact,
and he walked up to me. I had just gotten a brand new motorcycle. I'll never remember the guy's name, but it was a wonderful moment because there were all these people there, and there was a meeting of this organization, and Carla surprised me back in the day.
I remember
this
that.
Motorcycle was like the greatest.
Very sweet.
It was the greatest gift I've ever gotten. I had tears in my eyes. I, unlike Carla just a few minutes ago, react
dead
emotionally
eyes.
When I get
dead
such,
properly
dead inside.
It's what is known as the right way.
She's not dead inside.
Oh no, Sharon does the same thing to me.
Yeah,
same thing. Just, and I'm like, well,
there's not a reaction there. There's not a reaction.
I'm gonna pretend I didn't see that. Yes.
I give a reaction that's like I get when I was at the golf tournament years ago, and I would tell people that my listeners put this package together.
Right.
I was telling people, and I would get emotional
yep.
about it. Mm-hmm. That's how I reacted.
Because you have a heart, Mike.
But
it grew two sizes too large.
Yes,
that's right.
This guy walks up to me and said something along the lines of, "That's a beautiful mic." And he was a close talker, and the odor that came out of his mouth was. The rotten teeth of corpses going back to the 1800s.
A long beard can catch debris.
Yes, this is true.
It was. I got the lip hair was long. Mm. The nose hair was long. Mm. There was ear hair and whatever was going on inside of that mouth. I seriously, it was everything in my soul not to say thanks for your kind words, Nosferatu. Will you please back off? A few feet so I can
in my defense and a response to that story through this beard growing, I have kept the mustache trim because I cannot stand it when it goes too long like that.
I think you got to trim a little more.
But I haven't done a true beard trimming.
Oh, okay, good.
And what I'm thinking about doing is at least trying because I've got a little few days before we hit Vegas to clean up the sides and maybe leave a little length down at the bottom and see how that goes.
You
and
know,
then if not,
I'll tell you what Oscar and I would appreciate.
Okay.
If you put as much effort into the
your appearance.
Thinking and the the thinking of the show
thinking.
As opposed to what dandy things you're going to do and trim what and what dress you're going to wear to the big show. I would, because
these pictures
you
will
do,
forever
hold on,
live
I'm going to
on...
give him a compliment
okay.
here. I'm going to give him a compliment. You do like great thing. The live performances.
Oh, fantastic.
Both of you. Yeah, I have said this. You know both of you. I've said this for years. Doing this show, we do our live shows. It is a joy because you two are as into it as I
yes,
am.
Yes,
right.
And
yes.
that's
we
fantastic.
All
but I think you do get a little too occupied with, I don't. Let me tell you why I don't, because I think you need to accept the reality that I have accepted.
Okay.
No one really gives a rat's ass what you and I look like. And maybe a little bit more for Oscar.
Yeah, they've given
I think people care desperately
they know
what Oscar looks like.
No, there. I'm more into what some of the people in the audience are dressed like.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah,
I just want to look tidy.
We're there to dance.
Tidy.
Dance clown dance.
You get into, you get into like this thing way too much. I think that the jackets and the tuxedos.
I appreciate that. That's
a big
nice.
Deal.
It's a big deal.
I like
nice
that.
Touch.
But I mean, nobody gives a rat's ass.
I think it's show busy.
Trim.
It's in a show busy world, though. I'll say that.
But I haven't, here's in my defense, I've not given it much thought. It's just sort of happened.
It's top of mind now. Let me
have you thought about maybe going with the comedy on it? Like maybe take, because you've got a sculpting pad where you could do.
Oh, the beard.
You could do
something.
Like, what is that? What would be the big lamb chops on the side
you know,
connected to the beard?
With no chin, almost like an Abner Doubleday thing.
That might be a look you
would
could
be
go
fun.
To.
Mm,
you can do anything. Look at the palette he's got.
I've got a massive block of clay. It's like Michelangelo used to say. I've got the marble. I just have to let the sculpture out.
Maddie, you're the only female team member at the moment that's in-house in studio.
Well, Pony's close.
Yeah, Tony. Pony is close, Tony. What do you think, Maddie? What do you think of...
Of Rob's beard?
Yes.
I think the word would be unintentional. Like,
which is right next
happened.
To unkempt.
And he didn't mean for it to happen, and now it's just kind of existing.
Yeah, I'd say she's pretty dead on.
Unintentional show title.
What are you looking to do with your facial hair? What are you gonna? You're obviously not going to go on stage like that.
No. I am going to.
You got to dye it. You got to dye it. First of all, you got to color it.
I thought he meant D-I-E-T.
No. He's got to color.
Could you dye it a color?
Well, I've got my Just for Men ready to go.
No, I mean a color.
Like what color would you like?
Like a Linda Herr color.
Like Timos red.
Like purple or pink or something.
Maybe the Pantone number.
I would prefer not, because I think if it's darkness, it would be hard for it to take color except for the gray. So it would just look like red stripes.
What about jet black?
Jet black might be nice.
That'd be funny.
Boy, that would be cool.
That'd be so good. You'd look tough.
Hey, can I? All right, let's do this. It's just add value added.
Yes, of course. Yeah.
For Friday night show, if you're not going to both of them, sorry. Yeah. We're doing two shows. Friday, you do the big reveal.
I was thinking that it might be a better reveal on Saturday.
Why?
Because that way we make sure people come that second night. It's a little carrot in front of them for the second night.
Well, people get...
No.
What's that defeatist attitude?
No, it's not a defeatist attitude at all.
We're
going to
have an empty theater on Saturday night?
No, not at all.
What's going on with that, Mr. Negative?
Not negative at all.
We're sold out for Saturday.
Yes.
All right.
People already bought tickets. You don't think there are going to be no shows?
I don't mean that.
You're tapped into these people.
I'm not saying that.
More than I am now. You got me all paranoid.
I'm not saying that, Mike.
In fact,
can I say something?
Mike, I reached out to the theater because we're actually getting inquiries about Saturday night.
Right.
So I reached out to see, look, if we have maybe 10 extra pairs of tickets, we could actually get into the theater.
God. Now you got me all.
No, it's not paranoid. What my thought
now
is
we're getting,
this.
People are asking for tickets for the sold out show.
Yes.
Right. More for Saturday night.
What
than,
I'm saying is that
Friday
it's going
night.
To be, it won't be a big deal if they see it two nights in a row. Make it a one night only thing. That's what I'm saying. I'm not saying they're not going to show.
You're thinking. Don't think. You know, do it for Friday night.
All right.
Do it for Friday.
Are we doing jet black or color?
Well, whatever he wants to do.
Oh, something fun. Something fun.
He sculpted his look and make your favorite and surprise us too. Do something unique. You know, make it whether the shape or the it's your call. I don't care what you do.
Very cool.
It's
all right.
Fine.
All right.
But I think Friday night is
right. Friday night debut. Yeah. You don't want to. Well, there's
Saturday
it.
Saturday night. Saturday night. We know what we're doing. We're having a lot of fun.
Absolutely. That's true.
Would you let Carla wax your beard?
No.
On Saturday night.
No.
She doesn't do that.
Oh, she doesn't do that.
And besides, as someone who has waxed his back numerous times, that hurts enough. I'm not pulling out facial hair. That would hurt.
Just curious.
By the way, I got back a back body rub with coffee grounds today.
This morning?
It was like a coffee scrub.
Oh.
They have all sorts of different
Did you get a caffeine rush?
I'm not saying this to promote her. I'm not saying this because we got the nice gift for Carla. I am saying this because it's true. I am all in. I am digging this because she is into it, and she's using me as a guinea pig, and I'm fine. She goes, your legs look like they're a little sun damaged. I'd like to, you need to, did you put sunscreen on? I'd like to put this new body scrub on your legs. I'm like, she said, I'm in the shower, come in. I'm like, yeah, go ahead. I'll do it. I'm all in. And Daddy got a face. What about my third facial? I'm all into this. This is great. She loves it.
Sun damage, did that mean they just like discolored or like withered and ill?
Down here.
Ankles have sunspots on them.
There are men who are proud of the fact that when they get out of the car after making their trip from Iowa into Kentucky, when they come down here, when they get out of their car, like say mid-October, then they go back in the summer months, they never wear long pants. And I will tell you that there are guys that really kind of neglect the legs and, you know.
They're like ashy legs?
Sun. All sorts of different combos.
Oh, yeah, because you got
all sorts
exposed.
Of different combos.
All the hair is gone.
Sometimes there are like little gribblies all over the
leg. That's not healthy. Yeah.
It's nasty. So I've become very leg focused. Mm-hmm. And she's helping me.
Well, taking care of yourself.
And you've always had great legs and beautiful feet.
Thank you.
Do you have strong calves? I actually never looked.
He does.
I have strong calves. Yeah. It's the only muscle in my body that's strong.
Don't you have corpses, muscles that you put into your calves?
I have a cadaver ACL.
That's what it is. I'm sorry. I was confused.
Thank you for wearing the cowboy boots when I took a swing at a guy. Let's take a break. Right. I got back to that.
No, I'm just He's happy been to rebuilt. Have a- Meanwhile, I'm, there's I'm, a corpse limping.
I live close to the equator. It's good to have somebody who's a skin specialist. I'm very, very happy.
Mike, it's only a win-win for you.
That's right. You can't miss.
I'm totally into it. Yeah. I'm happy for it. You know,
I do sure. love it.
Want more? Make sure you check out the Mike O'Mara Bonus Show. Get it at MikeOMaraShow.com.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.